This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with Tomorrow's News Tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station in the newly named city of Champa, Florida, because the Tampa Bay Lightning won the Stanley Cup for the second year in a row. Wow. Wow, and triple wow. Now, we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now in the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truck drivers, the men and the women out there in the 18-wheelers getting it done coast to coast, border to border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All righty, we're going to go to the telephone because on the phone we've got the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Edwards. Oh, there they are. That's the party left over from last night, and they're over on the porch. I guess they're taking the day off, but they're cheering you on. What a game, what a game, what a game, and what a goalie we've got in Tampa Bay.
Well, congratulations to Tampa Bay for that. Two in a row, that's pretty significant.
Yep, it hasn't been done since the Montreal Canadiens did it the last time many years ago.
You know, I was going to say that this reminds me of something like the Montreal Canadiens.
Yep.
Wow.
Back in the day.
Yep. Big stuff.
Okay, let's do the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we're going to start right off with the Pennsylvania Senate chairman, a Republican, has initiated a forensic probe of the 2020 and 2021 elections so far this year, the ones they've had. And apparently he's going to do it in three Republican counties and see what transpires.
Well, the Doug Mastriano, as you said, a Republican.
Yep.
The counties, which include, I believe, Philadelphia, York counties, and I forget the other one. He says it's very necessary, as millions of Pennsylvanians have big doubts about the accuracy of the 2020 election. And we, many people believe that there was cheating and things of that nature going on. And they just need things investigated. And I don't have a problem with that. 40% of Pennsylvania voters are not confident that the details of the 2020 election accurately reflected how Pennsylvanians actually voted. So I think that makes a case right there for a big look-see to see what really went on.
Yeah, and that's pretty consistent with the country that doesn't believe that things were kosher in at least six of the states out there. And the number's actually higher than that. It's closer to 50%, but that's okay. Who's counting, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And they'd want to keep the numbers down anyway.
Yeah.
In the media. So I think it's more than that myself. So anyway, they need to look into it just like they are in Arizona and elsewhere, and just get to the bottom of it and clean it up, because if things aren't cleaned up, we could have serious problems going into the midterms, and we're back at the square one again. So got to clean it up now.
Yeah. By the way, Flip is going nuts. He's going, whoa, that was 2 days in a row. Hey!
Whoa, good morning, Flip.
Well, that's because we didn't have you on Tuesday, so we wanted to get you on your 2 days, and we were able to do it this way. Now, let's talk about the former president, Donald Trump, who announced yesterday he's filing lawsuits against three of the country's biggest tech companies, Facebook, Twitter, and Google, as well as their CEOs for booting him off and saying that it's a violation of his First Amendment rights, amongst other things. There's some people that say it's not going anywhere. There's other people that say, yep, he's going to win it.
Well, I think he's got the right to take a stab at it, because it didn't only just happen to him. Lots of us have been shadow banned.
Mike Lindell.
Jail. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And all. To some degree or another, if you say something they don't like, usually it's something patriotic or whatever, they do things to you. They reduce your numbers on YouTube. I know about that personally, on your YouTube channels. And so they do screwy things.
Well, they get it on Facebook, too.
Yeah. These are private, privately owned companies, but they utilize, they say that they're a public entity. They believe in freedom of expression. But why is it only freedom of expression if it's the Taliban or people like that, which they don't take off? But if I go on there and say something, I don't know, positive about Donald Trump, I'm taken out.
Well,
whatever,
about 2 years ago, you and I were talking, and you had a group, and it's the Friends of Ron Edwards on Facebook, and I think you had about 5,000 or 6,000 followers, right?
Correct.
At that time, my group, the Captain's America Third Watch, had over 10,000. All of a sudden, you lost about a half to two-thirds of your group, and I lost about a half to two-thirds of mine. No explanation whatsoever. Facebook just Facebook just went, boop, see ya.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep, but we're back. We're back. Look out. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back. Kyle, Ron Edwards and myself, and we'll have an Edwards notebook lined up when we come back. So, more coming up in just about 3 minutes.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hey, get Obama fall!
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, it's now time for an Edwards Notebook with Ron Edwards, and here it is.
When I was growing up in Cleveland, parents taught their children to respect their elders and police officers. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, in recent months we have witnessed the obvious lack of parental instruction concerning how young people should properly address their elders and police officers. On one hand, there have been many youth attacks on the elderly and also disrespecting police officers. In Chicago, police officers are now prevented from stopping young black females from hopping on their cruisers and performing gyrating dance moves. In Ohio, the State House recently passed House Bill 22, which stops the obstruction of justice, also including failing to follow a lawful order from police, distracting officers by throwing things at them, or coming close enough to touch them without the officer's consent. Of course, civil rights activists and other leftists are all bent because they say the bill will be used to crack down on protesters and black people. To that I say, don't start nothing, won't be nothing. And besides, only protesters, people throwing objects, and those confronting officers are mentioned in the bill. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
There you go, the website, TheRonEdwards.com. By the way, the program, this segment brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Don't forget, Moss Nissan, spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan, up in Crystal River, as well as in Newport Richey, and Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue, side by side here in Tampa, Remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And it's amazing how they get customers from all over the Panhandle, South Georgia, Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the Midwest, and as far west as Arizona, too. Now, that's because of Moss Care. That's where you get free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. And you can't beat the selection at Moss either. Over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you could dream of. And by the way, got a used car? Thinking about trading it in? How about finding out what it's worth first by giving Moss a call and taking your vehicle to one of their dealerships and let them appraise it? You might be shocked with what your vehicle is worth, because right now, certified pre-owned vehicles are worth as much as 21% more than they were a month or two ago. You can upgrade your ride, get a little extra money in your pocket, and take a vacation. But don't forget, Moss Nissan, the home, the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get taken very good care of. And like I said, dealerships in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Check them out online. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you either. All right, back to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And that was an interesting notebook you had there, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Now, did you want to say something else? You want to add on to something we talked about a minute ago?
No, I don't think so. No.
Okay. All right. Well, let me say this before we get to the caller on the line. 14 days after the Surfside, Florida condo collapse, there are no signs of survivors, and they aren't going to find any. I'm sorry. The mission now has switched to recovery only. They had a special ceremony yesterday honoring the victims and honoring the people that have been working the pile, and that's what it's being referred to as the pile. Same thing we call the World Trade Center, I might add. And it's just a terrible thing. They're going to get to the bottom of it. A Florida grand jury is about to take this whole thing into investigation, and we'll see where it goes.
Yep, and we pray for the families, because, I mean, that's a heck of a way to lose your fellow family members. And, I mean, in the middle of the night, you're sleeping, and then all of a sudden, man, and that's it. So again, pray for the victims, pray for the families, and I pray that, you know, they do get to the bottom of it and make sure they don't make these mistakes again in the construction of these buildings.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And allowing the building inspectors to maybe let some things slide, which is what it appears. I'm just saying what the reports have said so far. That may be part of what's going on here, but I sure hope not, for the sake of everyone involved, because that's not good. That's not good. All right. Well, how about the teachers union, the American Federation of Teachers, as well as the other group, the National Education Association, the NEA, coming out and saying that they're going to target anybody who opposes the CRT. And right away, a Florida mom spoke up and said, bring it on, baby. Bring it on.
Love it. Love it. First of all, who in the hell or heaven gives these people the authority to dictate what is taught to our children?
School board.
The educators are supposed to be a reflection of the community that they're in.
Mm-hmm.
And they're supposed to be teaching children in a manner that stimulates their brains and prepares them to be productive and achieving high-achieving citizens of our republic, which has nothing to do with the crap that they want to continue to spew forth and shove down the throats of our American children. And by the way, it's the parents who are the boss. It's the citizenry who are the boss, not the school boards or the teachers, the leftist pig teachers. By the way, they don't want to do their job. They need to be just fired and replaced. But if it were up to me, Captain, I would do away with the government school system, but as it stands now. It needs to be done away with.
Mm-hmm.
You can't reform it because it's too full of leftist people who want to destroy the young minds of America. In other words, in the long run, to destroy our country, philosophically.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember hearing somewhere along the line that one of the jobs that Betsy DeVos was given by Donald Trump was to figure out how to lower or reduce the size of the Department of Education and perhaps even get rid of the department altogether. I thought that was part of what she was put in there for. I thought.
Well, as an individual, she comes from Michigan as an individual who knows more about her than most people did around the country. I knew when he appointed her, he didn't know, he didn't know anything basically about her. Just that she tends to be this Republican conservative, blah, 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 blah. But she's more of a globalist oriented individual. And I knew that she was not going to do the job.
Okay.
And she didn't.
Let's get a stimulating telephone call. Are you ready for this?
Sure. Let's
do it. Todd in Tampa, what's on your mind?
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Donald, it's about time. You get, every day you should be out there at 12 o'clock, okay, just like you were yesterday, that you're suing these clowns, Google and Facebook and all that, okay, for stopping free speech, okay, and the crooked Supreme Court is allowing that to happen, just like they did in and January 6th, okay? I've been to 9 Trump rallies. That was Black Lives Matter. Where are all these people that got arrested? Where's their due process, okay? Don't tell me that was Trump people. Trump people didn't jump the fence. I guarantee you the guy that jumped the fence didn't vote for Trump. They were busting Black Lives Matter. And let me say something to McCarthy and McConnell. See, Trump, I would have known if I was you and I got elected, I would have known on the first day of life, everybody hates me. Everybody hates me, and I would have fired. I wouldn't have had anybody in there, okay? I would have had Trump people, okay? People that I knew personally that I know I could trust, okay? Period. That's the bottom line here. Right. Stand up for the country. Stand up for our cops. And we don't want critical race theory, and we don't want any of these
wrestling,
and we want to make America great again.
Thank you, Todd.
We don't want Bill Better. We don't want Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you, Todd. All right, what do you think, Rod?
Man, we don't want that.
Well, Todd gets going and he gets carried away sometimes, but he was on a roll there. But
he was right though.
I know, but I don't want him to cut into all your time. That's the problem. All right, let's and again, this leads into my next point. The second teachers union, the American Federation of Teachers, has come out and said they're going to embarrass anybody that challenges them about the critical race theory. They're just going to come out and just go after them.
Well, you know what? They are an embarrassment to our country already.
Sure they are.
They are the embarrassment. They are the fools who are trying to corrupt our country more than it is.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to just tell all those folks, bye now, and start over.
Yep.
The government school system is too corrupt to reform. It's got to be just done away with and replaced.
Speaking of bye now, here comes the music. I got to say goodbye to you, and I want to thank you for doing an extra deal yesterday. We appreciate that.
Oh, I enjoyed it. It's a pleasure.
Yep.
Godspeed, everyone.
Take care. All right, Ron Edwards, everybody. Ron Edwards, as I like to say. Now, we're going to have a call coming in here from the border. It's going to be Amanda Mackey, and she's down there in Texas. She was over in New Mexico, did an extensive trip, fact-finding trip with a congresswoman. We'll find out all about it on the border, and we're going to get a first-hand report from her coming back. Be right.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tropical storm Elsa killed one person in Florida after making landfall in the state Wednesday. Elsa has weakened over Georgia with 45-mile-an-hour winds now. Tropical storm warnings are in effect Thursday from Little River Inlet, South Carolina to Great Ag Inlet in New Jersey. The search operation at the Surfside condominium collapse in North Miami is shifting from rescue to recovery. As hopes of finding survivors faded, Miami-Dade Mayor Danielle Levine Cava said Wednesday. Japan's government is set to declare a state of emergency for Tokyo due to a COVID-19 spike. The government will decide after talks with International Olympic Committee officials later Thursday whether to ban all spectators, which medical experts say would help slow the virus spread.
Lightning strikes twice!
Tampa Bay Lightning win Game 5 and the Stanley Cup, as seen on NBC. We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Everglades Equipment Group. Remember, nothing runs like a deer. John Deere, that is. And they're a John Deere dealer, but did you know that they also have all sorts of equipment there? Lawn mowers, push mowers, whether you want them, and maybe a little self-propelled hand mower, or maybe a little riding lawn mower. They got all that in there. Plus, they've got plenty of aggregate stuff, too, to help you out with your garden or your trees or your shrubs, whatever you need to have. Just check them out. Now, I will tell you, Everglades Equipment Group, the home of reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service, because service is what it's all about, right? When you need it, you expect it, and they are the best at what they do. You truck on into one of the Everglades Equipment Group stores within the sound of my voice here in the state of Florida, and I guarantee you, you'll be taken care of. Just tell them the captain sent you. Everglades Equipment Group, reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Okie dokie, on it. Oop, what happened there? On the telephone line, we did have Amanda Mackey. She just, I don't know, she got cut off here somehow. Call me back, Amanda. I know you're listening. She's down on the border in El Paso. And let's see here. Let me see what happened. I'm going to send her a message right now. But she's down on the border in El Paso. And she was in an area where, oh, there we go. Good morning. Are you there now?
I am.
Okay. Well, you're down in El Paso. Is that correct?
I'm in El Paso, yes.
But that's not where you were yesterday. You were in New Mexico all along the border, correct?
Yes, I was.
With a congresswoman getting a one-on-one tour of what's actually going on. So tell us what you saw.
Yes, well, we were in Luna County, New Mexico, mm-hmm. and that is basically the southern border of New Mexico that borders Chihuahua, the state of Chihuahua in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And people really haven't heard much about it. Sometimes you've had a local rancher by the name of Russell Johnson from this county on Fox News talking about the dangers that are occurring along this border because no one else is really highlighting it. But the fascinating thing really about this is that Kamala Harris was 90 miles from Luna County, New Mexico, when she came to El Paso.
Right.
And El Paso, as you know, it's a port city. It's a thriving city between Juarez, that you have commerce between Juarez, Mexico, and El Paso. And it's a port city. It's got its, you know, customs and border, and everything is in place. There's nothing to see here.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I went to the border where she went to. She didn't even go there. She went to the airport. But
Fort Bliss.
I went to the Fort Bliss, right. And so, and I went to the border here. There's nothing going on. Literally, there's nothing going on. So anyway, Luna County, New Mexico, you have these hardened criminals, these illegals that are coming to the border armed and dangerous. And unlike what you're seeing in Texas along the southern Rio Grande Valley,
mm-hmm.
Unlike what you're seeing there, which are mothers, children, families who are actually looking to get picked up, on the border here, what you're seeing are these hardened criminals, these thugs, that are actually coming armed and dangerous and wanting not to be found. They want to get in and blend in, and they are trespassing. They're trespassing onto ranchers' lands, onto people's lands. There have been kidnappings done by these individuals, these illegals that have come here, robberies, all the things that you can imagine. And they're coming here because why? The wall was built by President Trump here, and then it stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And there was about 3 miles left to go. And guess what? They didn't finish the rest.
Right.
And I was with the sheriff of Luna County yesterday, and I was asking him, so what does this mean for your community? He said, the criminals just come through. They don't even have to, you know, in a lot of instances, if they make it to where they need to be here in Luna County, they can cross right through. They don't even have to climb anything.
Mm-hmm.
They just walk right through, and that is the danger, because what happens when these hardened criminals, they come through, they're in the United States, they're going to be feeling and doing all those things, but more importantly for the rest of the United States, they're one Greyhound bus ticket away from being in our communities. They're one Greyhound bus ticket away from being in all 50 states, and that's the danger. But what was really just so disappointing, just to say the least, and that's an understatement,
mm-hmm.
that you had the rest of the wall, the materials, all that American steel, thousands of pounds of steel just sitting there waiting to be put up to finish the 3 miles remaining for this border wall.
Right.
Right there. And it was sitting there, and gosh, don't you know, the sheriff was just surprised it was even still there and someone hadn't stolen it and sold it for something.
Sure.
It's all sitting there. We paid for it. It's right there, and we're not building the wall. And that's the tragedy here, is that the wall should have been completed. Joe mm-hmm. Biden won't complete it. Kamala won't go see mm-hmm. what's happening in Luna County, New Mexico. And we're going to have criminals. We're going to have higher crime and health problems and all those things in these communities because of Joe Biden.
Now, that's New Mexico. Over in Texas, the Texas military is actually building the wall where they stopped.
Well, that's the difference between a Democrat governor that you have, Grisham Lujan, in Mexico. She is a Democrat, she is a liberal, and she's a progressive. In fact, you know, when we've talked about defunding the police and this movement, she has actually taken away qualified immunity from law enforcement. And what that means is that law enforcement in the state of New Mexico will have a much harder time recruiting and hiring
mm-hmm.
as they go into this crisis because mm-hmm. they are now exposed legally to anything that they do, they will have a personal legal obligation because she did away with qualified immunity. Now, you tell me, who's the 23-year-old, who's going to want to go into law enforcement on a border town, and a poor border town at that, when they have to now have exposure to liability if they do something that someone views or perceives as wrong?
Mm-hmm.
They now expose themselves to that, whereas before they were shielded. The governor took that away. The Texas governor is building the wall. He's a Republican. The Texas governor is doing everything to keep his state secure and continue building the wall for the rest of America to be safe.
Well, years ago, when I was along the border in New Mexico, it was a barbed wire fence.
Yeah. There's a Normandy wall is what they call it, and I'll have all these pictures up on Amanda Mackey. Amanda Mackey for Congress on Facebook and on Twitter, and I'll be posting them. I already have the pictures up. There's this Normandy wall, and it's a joke. The Normandy wall was really created so that a truck wouldn't come through or that cattle would stay back in Mexico. It wasn't designed for people to not cross through because, as you'll see in these pictures that I have, I'm 5'6". All I have to do is just basically climb over it or crawl under it or walk around it. So the Normandy wall that's there is a complete joke. You have all these hundreds of miles that President Trump built. He says beautiful wall. It is a beautiful wall. It blends in nicely. It's very, it doesn't stick out like a sore thumb. Mm-hmm. But what it is a wall that is very difficult, very, very difficult to climb. And typically when they climb it, they fall to their death. It is very prohibitive. But what you have in Texas is a governor who's willing to continue building the wall, and he has appropriated, Governor Abbott has appropriated $250 million to continue doing it, whereas in New Mexico, the Democrat governor has not only stopped it, not only doesn't care, but more importantly is taking away any kind of perk that call it a perk.
What do the people,
the police have?
What are the people in New Mexico saying about the thing in general? They want something done about it, or are they just sitting there?
Well, of course they do, because they're being trespassed on. They've had kidnappings. The last time that the sheriff was telling me, he had pictures of six adult males in camouflage that crossed through and made it onto someone's land. And this is what is scaring them. This isn't the, like I said originally, the women and children who are coming across to get picked up in hopes that they find their family. The criminals here in New Mexico are adults. They're armed and dangerous,
right,
and they're coming here.
Hold that thought, because we're going to be back after a three-minute break. I want to ask you a couple questions before I let you go. I want to ask you about Mexico and the military, because they're supposed to be doing something there. I want to find out about that, but you hang on, Amanda. Folks, I'll be right back with Amanda Mackey, who's down in El Paso, Texas right now. She was on the border in New Mexico, which is like the Wild West from what I'm hearing. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captains of America Bird Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for that great big 9-foot tall red, white, and blue, Uncle Sam with the big old American flag, too. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And don't forget, you can call her at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Or just stop by the store. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And tell them the captain sent you. They are the absolute best at what they do. I'll guarantee it. All righty, Amanda Mackey is with us, and Amanda, where is it that they can find these pictures again?
So we'll have them up on my website soon, which is amandamackey.com, but for now I have posted them on Instagram at Amanda Mackey, M-A-K-K-I, on Twitter at Amanda Mackey and on my Facebook page at Amanda Mackey for Congress. So you can go to any one of those social media platforms and see pictures. I'm going to be posting more pictures, so make sure you follow me because I got more video and more photos to post and an interview with the sheriff of Luna County that'll tell you even more and highlight even more. Why did Kamala Harris stay away from Luna County, New Mexico? Why won't she come to Luna County, New Mexico, even when she was just 90 miles away?
Well, I think we know the answer. The answer to that question. It's an embarrassment, and it totally contradicts what they're saying.
Exactly. It's embarrassing when you see all these hundreds of miles of this beautiful wall that has been built, and then you have a big gaping hole 3 miles wide, and that means people can just walk right through, and they don't want to even show it because you have all the materials just sitting there, and nothing's happening to it. It's just sitting there collecting dust, and eventually it'll erode away.
Now, my question is, and I got a question from the chat room here I'll ask you in a second. My question is, the Mexican military is supposed to be along that border doing whatever it is they're supposed to be doing. Did you see or hear or know anything about them anywhere?
You don't see them in Luna County, that's for sure. You don't see them in El Paso. I mean, you don't see any of that. And really, when you think about it, what did the Mexican president say about Joe Biden? He said, Obrador said, you caused this problem. This is your fault. This is your own doing,
right?
Because you kept saying, you know, we're going to be more humanitarian, we're going to let people in. Well, that's a signal that you sent to those coyotes, who, by the way, charge $4,000 a child, $9,000 adults, have been making, in some instances, $14 million a day, according to the New York Post, to transport people. And guess what they do? When they, when someone gets sick or when someone gets ill, if they're in a group, they just dump them. They just leave them.
Sure.
And they don't, you know, continue on in their journey. They just leave them. And that's what's happening in these border towns that they're getting people to. So when Joe Biden said, you know, in my America, we're going to be more humanitarian, we're going to let people in, the Mexican government isn't going to take up for them and help or support the United States from keeping Mexicans out. They're not going to care. So regardless of what they said, it ain't happening. I can assure you of that.
Have you seen any of the religious groups along that border? Like, let's start with Catholic Charities.
No. No, I haven't. In the places where I work, now maybe they're in Texas, but they're not here. And again, the Catholic Charities may be in the parts where you have the women and children coming through who just want to get picked up. They just want to be identified. They want to make a phone call, and they want to, you know, get to a family member. What you have here in New Mexico, which makes this so much worse, is that you actually have, you know, the thugs coming here. They're armed and dangerous. These are not women and children. These are adults.
Well, they're
coming here.
Cartel guys is what it sounds like, what you described to me.
Exactly.
Fatigues and weapons?
They have weapons, they are armed, and they're coming here because they're criminals in their own country. And they're coming here to blend in and do the same thing that they've been doing on the other side of the border to places like Luna County, New Mexico, and parts north, west, east, south. They will make it to every community. They are just one Greyhound bus ticket away. That's what people have to remember. It's not so much these are border towns that they're being trespassing on people's land and doing all these things. It's just that they are one bus ticket away from being in every community in America. And when you have catch and release reinstated by the Biden administration, that is exactly what's going to happen, just like it sounds. Catch and release back into the community, into America, and they will be everywhere and anywhere. And Title 42 that Biden wants to do away with basically says you can't send people back, and they would have to stay in America. And that's what's scary about this. When you have this border wall that stops, you don't think these coyotes, don't think they know that there's this open area they can dump people in?
No, and you're getting quite the education down there. Like I say, I've been along that border. I've been down in the area where you're at. As a matter of fact, you probably have seen some big trucks, some semis coming back and forth, maybe on the road down there, have you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, they're coming out of Nogales, Arizona,
yes.
And that's
yes.
The shortcut to El Paso. They don't have to come all the way up to the interstate and cut over. And they used to tell us when we came that way, don't make the trip at night. Do it in the daytime.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how dangerous it was back then.
Right. And when, you know, when I was there, obviously it was daytime, and the sheriff said, you don't want to be here at night. That's when the crossings happen. They just walk right in. And if you go on to Instagram, Twitter, or my Facebook, you'll see the picture. You'll see me standing there with the sheriff, and they just, you can just walk right through. It doesn't even take skill. You don't need a rope. You don't need a ladder.
All right. Well, listen, I'm going to have to let you go, but I really appreciate you doing this down there in the Mexican border. This is important stuff, and the people need to understand that we got a problem, and this president is the problem, and the border is not going to get solved until we go back to doing what Donald Trump did.
Building that wall.
Yep. That's part of it. So you have a great day, and you please be careful down there. I know how dangerous it is.
Yes. Thank you, Captain.
All right. You take care, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Amanda Mackey, everybody, and she's down in El Paso, which is the safe place for her to stay, but she's been in New Mexico with a congresswoman down there touring the border, and both of them came back to El Paso because they were told it's too dangerous to stay over here on the New Mexico side along the border, which is true. It's absolutely true. I know that based on my traveling back and forth there back in the day with my wife when we used to go in and out of Nogales. So there you go. Boy. Think about that for a second, folks. Think about that for a second. Not a pretty picture. And we've got Joe Biden to thank for all this mess. Joe Biden. Nobody else. Boy, oh boy. Well, you know, you can't make this stuff up. You just can't. And the United States is in trouble right now. And the Democrats are doing everything they can to try to make it worse rather than better, every which way they can think of to do it, because their whole modus operandi for what they're doing right now is the fundamental transformation of America going back 60 years or whatever length of time it was, way back to the beginning of the Cloward Pivot Strategy and Lyndon Baines Johnson's economic policies, way back in the day. And they're still trying to do it. And they won't stop until they get it done. Now, if we're stupid enough to sit here, you Democrats, I'm talking to you too, if you're stupid enough to sit here and think that things are better with Joe Biden in charge than what they were before, well, guess what? You're out of your minds. Certifiably out of your minds. Because there's nothing better about what's going on. Now, we can do better. And we have to do better. We have to do better for the good of the country. Is there anybody out there that likes paying $3 a gallon for gasoline here in Florida when it was $1.87 the last day Donald Trump was in office? Well, actually, back January 1st. Okay? $1.87 a gallon. How do you like that $3 a gallon of gas right now? How do you like that? Thank you, Joe Biden. And the Democrats? Uh-huh, sure. You like this? I don't think so. Because if so, you're a moron. Take that to the bank. All right. I'll be back tonight with more. I'll be down at Mixon's Grossside Cafe for lunch today, 11:30 to 1:30. Look forward to seeing the gang down there in Moray-Dunton at Mixon's Grossside Cafe. Have yourself a great day, everybody. God bless America. God bless our troops. Stay safe.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.